For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor. Our God shall accomplish this. Oh, wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. For unto us a child is born, for unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder. Oh, wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God.
And there shall be no end.
And there shall be no end to the increase of his rule, to the increase of his government and peace. For he shall sit on David's throne, upholding righteousness. Our God shall accomplish this. Oh, wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, God. He is the Prince of Peace, the King Kings and Lord of Lords. Oh, honor to the King, oh, glory to his name, for now and evermore. And he will be called Wonderful, Wonderful Counselor, the Prince of Peace, Mighty God. And he will be called, and he will be called a Wonderful, a Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God. Hallelujah. Praise his wonderful name. Take your seats. Don't take them too far away. Helen, he's going to come and bring a poem to us.
Jesus is the reason. In Bethlehem, God gave to us the source of Christmas joy, a star shone on a miracle, the virgin birth of a boy. He was born both God and man, a saviour for us all, the way to get to our heavenly home if we just heed his call. So, as we shop and spend and wrap and enjoy the Christmas season, let's keep in mind the sacred truth. Jesus is the reason.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Certainly true. Jesus is the reason. So many people forget what Christmas is all about. They just think it's all about going out, having a good time, getting drunk, giving presents away, but they miss the best gift. And the best gift is that you can ever give to somebody is the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ into their own hearts and own lives. Amen. We've got a program here. We have a reading. Graham's bringing us a reading.
For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. There will be no end to the increase of his government or of peace on the throne of David and over his kingdom, to establish it and to uphold it with justice and righteousness. From then on and forevermore, the zeal of the Lord of hosts will accomplish this.
Amen. Thank you. Praise God. Isaiah. Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through to 38.
Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the descendants of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming in, he said to her, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was very perplexed at this statement and kept pondering what kind of salutation this was. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High, and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom will have no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. And for that reason, the holy child shall be called the Son of God. And behold, even your relative Elizabeth has also conceived a son in her old age, and she who was called barren is now in her sixth month. For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, Behold, the bondslave of the Lord, may it be done to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Bill. Angels are real. Hallelujah. Nothing's changed in the things of God's plans. God has made plans and everything is right. And angels are real. Interesting if you ever get a visit from an angel, I wonder what news he'll bring. We're going to sing Once in Royal David City, stood a lonely cattle shed.
Once in Royal David City, stood a lonely cattle shed, where a mother laid a baby in a manger for his bed. Mary was the mother
now from Claire, from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, and verses 1 through to 7.
Now in those days a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that a census be taken of all the inhabited earth. This was the first census taken while Quirinius was governor of Syria. and everyone was on his way to register for the census, each to his own city. Joseph also went from Galilee, from the city of Nazareth, to Judea, the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, in order to register along with Mary, who was engaged to him and was with child. While they were there, the days were completed for her to give birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn son, and she wrapped him in clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for him at the inn.
Amen. Grace and I remember going to Jerusalem and there was no room in an inn. We were lost, and thankfully we think we stayed with an angel for a few days. We never ever were able to get in contact with that person ever again. And so I believe in angels. I believe in a visitation from the special power of God. Hallelujah. Let's sing, O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. Poem from Grace.
Wonder. There is faint music in the night, and pale wings fanned by silver flight. A frosty hill with tender glow of countless stars that shine on snow. A shelter from the winter storm, a straw-lined manger safe and warm. And Mary crooning lullabies to hush her baby's sleepy sighs. Her eyes are rapt upon his face. Unheeded here is time and space. Her heart is filled with blinding joy for God's own son, her little boy. Amen.
God's own son. Hallelujah. John's reading from Luke's Gospel, chapter 2, verse 8 through to 14.
And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." Amen.
Thank you, John. While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. "Fear not," said he, "for mighty dread has ceased their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind. To you in David's town this day is born of David's line a Saviour who is Christ the Lord, and this shall be the sign. The heavenly babe you there shall find, to human view display, all meanly wrapped in swaddling bands and in a manger lay. All glory be to God on high, and to the earth be peace, goodwill henceforth from him to men begin and never cease.
Now after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born King of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east, and have come to worship him." And when Herod the king heard it, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he began to inquire of them where the Christ was to be born. And they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea. For so it has been written by the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judea, are by no means least among the leaders of Judea. For out of you shall come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod secretly called the Magi and ascertained from them the time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, and he said, "Go and make search carefully for the child, and when you find him, report to me, that I too may come and worship him." And having heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went on before them until it came and stood over where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And they came into the house and saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their own country by another way.
Thank you, Jonathan. We'll sing together the carol, As With Gladness, Men of Old Did the Guiding Star Behold.
As with gladness, men of old did the guiding star behold. As with joy they hailed its light, leaning onward, meaning God. So most gracious God may be.
Charles is going to come and read a poem to us. Thank you, Charles. See, you've got your Christmas tie on.
Go on, John.
Go on, Charles. Show me your Christmas tie.
Christmas bells. I heard the bells on Christmas Day, their old familiar carols play, and wild and sweet the words repeat, of peace on earth and goodwill to men. And thought how, as the day had come, the belfries of all Christendom have rolled along the unbroken song of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Till ringing, singing on its way, the world revolved from night to day. A voice of chime, a chant sublime of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Then from each black accursed mouth the cannon thundered in the south, and with the sound the carols drowned of peace on earth and goodwill to men. And in despair I bowed a head. There's no peace on earth, I said, for hate is strong and mocks the song of peace on earth and goodwill to men. Then pealed the bells more loud and deep. God is not dead, nor doth sleep. The wrong shall fail and right prevail. With peace on earth and goodwill to men.
Amen. Come on. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Charles. Yes. Peace on earth and goodwill towards all men. It's a promise. That's a promise from God. And we need to live in that promise. We're going to stand and sing together. Silent night. Holy night. All is calm. All is bright. Daniel's going to bring a poem to us.
When the song of the angels is stilled, when the song of the angels is stilled, when the star in the sky is gone, when the kings and princes are home, when the shepherds are back with their flock, the work of Christmas begins. To find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations. let me read that again, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to build the nations, to bring peace among brothers and sisters, and to make music in the hearts.
Praise God. You know, we're celebrating the world's birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, aren't we? And it's great to celebrate what Jesus has done for us, the fact that he came as our Lord and Savior. He came to set us free from all our sins. And you know, the angels announced peace on earth, goodwill towards all men. You know, that's their declaration. That came from the very throne room of God. Praise the Lord. But you know, we also, a couple of weeks ago, celebrated some new birth in people's lives. And one person was Sandeep. Come on. Hallelujah. I have proof in print. God bless you. That's just to, you know, remind you and just to, and your scriptures there is that encouragement as well. So, you know, just treasure that. Do you want to share a bit?
I know it's caught you on the spot. I know he's not good at this blessing, but he'll get better.
Right. Thank you very much for your support, Church. First of all, when I was back in Teen Challenge, I still remember last Christmas. Like, I was like completely hopeless and lost, and those seasonal greetings card like really helped me and kept me pushing, you know, through the program. It was just the start of my program. It was just the first month and was really hard. It wasn't an easy program. I come a long way. So I'm really from the bottom of my heart, like, first of all, I praise God for what's he done in my life. It's been like, well, I just like thirst for his Holy Spirit, and yeah, I just love him from the bottom of my heart. And yeah, thank you, Church. Yeah, from the bottom of my heart, really appreciate it for your support. And yeah, thank you.
Amen. Yes, it was last December that I took him down to Teen Challenge, and it's because of Jesus that Jesus came, that he's alive, that Sandeep's alive. Amen. And we rejoice in that, and we praise God for that. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Prem, there seems to be a photograph here of you. Hallelujah. He's a fine looking chap, is this one, eh? There you go. Yeah, and then there's your scripture that was given at the time of your baptism as well, and the Rhodes Gallery at the bottom, who were there with you. So, do you want to just share a brief testimony? No, you're okay. Well, you know, we thank Jesus that...
Thank you very much for this, and happy Merry Christmas, and happy New Year's in coming 2016. Cheers.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And last but not least is Charles Butterley. Come on, Charles. Come on. There you are, sir. Does it look like you? There you go. Praise God.
Oh, it's got the microphone. Go on.
Apart from what's usually said, I'd like to thank all the people that got that room ready, because people like Ken and, well, I'll just say Ken, but all the who organise food, etc. There's a wealth of work goes in just for somebody to go through this. And Dilip definitely looks freezing here. It's shaking, but But it was a good day, and I'd like to say thank you to all that attended. At the time, one definitely gets stuck for words. So, but thank you very much, one and all, and a Merry Christmas to you all. It was a long time coming.
Thank you. Thanks ever so much. It's great that we can rejoice in what God has done in people's lives. And my dream and my prayer for 2016 is that we see this building full of people who've come into the kingdom of Jesus Christ during 2016. That's my dream. You know, and church, we need to have that dream and that vision for lives that are lost. Jesus came to save souls. Jesus came to save the lost. And the only way it's going to happen is when you and I begin to speak it out and begin to share that message that Jesus is alive. He's the Prince of Peace, and He has brought life, and He's going to change lives. And so I just want to thank the Lord. I thank God that He changed my life. You know, I suppose some of you might think, well, whoa, why did He do that? You know, some folk didn't used to like me. Did you, Ellen? Amen. There you go. See, I can get a good amen on that one anytime. Sometimes I've never been the most favorite person in somebody's life, have I, Sandip? Oh, glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Did I, Daniel? I weren't your favorite, was I? You know, him again. No. Him again and teen challenging him and talking about Jesus. Even with Rebecca, sometimes we weren't the flavor of the month, you know, but that's okay. But you know something? I love you guys. I mean that, seriously. I love you. Love you from the bottom of my heart, wherever that happens to be. Some folks says he ain't got one. Some folks says he ain't got one, but I have. And I love you from the bottom of my heart. And you know, sometimes I push you, and I push you hard, because I know there's more in you. And there's much more land for you to possess. There's great things in store for you. All you've got to do is begin to reach out and begin to go for it and keep putting one foot in front of the other and keep worshiping Jesus. Keep Jesus in the very center of your life. And when you do that, you will see great miracles happening for yourself and for others around you. But it's a sacrifice. You know, the Word of God says, present your body as a living sacrifice so that it will be holy and acceptable to God. You know, God's looking for that sacrifice. And sometimes it is a sacrifice. You know, those that work in Teen Challenge sacrifice time and effort. And sometimes, believe it or not, we have to see people go round and round and round in circles, and they keep coming back to the same point, and then they crash again, and then you pick them up sometime later and back again, they're going round in that circle. This last week we were down in Carpenter's Arms, and we met Adrian Cam. Remember Adrian? He's in Carpenter's now. He's going through the program. He's done another route round, you know. He keeps walking around the bottom of the mountain instead of climbing the mountain. You know, God says, come up higher. Come up higher. But instead, no, we just keep walking around the mountain. Just keep walking around the mountain. Yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. I'm frozen, but I'm fine. I'm starving, but I'm fine. I've lost weight, but I'm fine. And that's what they say to us. But Jesus came to change the direction of humanity. He came that you and I might have life and have it more abundantly. He came. God sent a gift to the world, and it's a gift of peace. You know, some people try and say, well, you know, God's out to get me. He is out to get you, that's true. He's out to get you because He loves you. He's out to get you to do you good. And it's so important that we realize that God loves us with an everlasting love, and that everybody that doesn't know Christ yet, the gift has been given for them to receive eternal life, to receive a relationship with Christ Jesus, to receive a relationship where they can spend time in the presence of God and they can know the blessings of God in their lives. Jesus was sent that we might not be punished. Jesus was sent that we might be forgiven. Jesus was sent that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And Jesus came to fulfill that. And you know, the angels, when they stood there and presented themselves before the shepherd, and they said, "Peace on earth." Today, you know, we have the UN forces. They're out in force throughout nations trying to bring peace of some sort. Won't be achieved by guns. Sadly, there's wars all over the nations. Everybody's crying out at times for peace. We want peace. We want peace. You can have peace, a sort of peace in your life, but the only true peace you get is when you take Jesus Christ into your heart and life. And when you have Christ in the center, then you're at peace. You can be in the middle of turmoil and troubles, but because Christ is in the center of your life, you have peace. Because you see, peace does not come from the outside. Peace comes from God, and God dwells within. Christ is in you, the hope of glory. He's come to set you and I free. He's come to give us that peace. He's come to give us joy. He's come to give us favor in the presence of God. He's come to bless us in such a wonderful way. And I just want to encourage you and each and every one of you as we head in towards 2016. I guess this is not the New Year message, but you know, we're preparing towards it. As we're heading towards 2016, we need to be reaching out. Time is running out. You know, the sands of time are going. The day of the Lord's appearing is getting closer. That's a certainty. Every day, it just gets another day closer. Nobody knows, it says, the day, the hour, the time when Jesus will come. Not even Jesus knows. Only the Father, when he will dispatch his Son to wrap things up. But during this time that we have, we need to be reaching out. There are thousands and millions of people going to a lost eternity. Our nation, less than 50% believe in God these days. There's less than 10% of our nation attending a church. They have no relationship with God. And yet he's the creator. He's our heavenly Father. And he seeks to be in relationship with us. That's why he sent Jesus. And I know in all the time, I see bags around now where people have brought in gifts and they've been giving gifts unto people. That's great. But you know, we've got the best gift of all to give away. And it costs you absolutely nothing. And you can give Jesus away every day. Share Jesus with somebody every day. Person on the cash till. Person that takes your money off you in the petrol station. Just a word or two. A word in season. And you never know. Suddenly they just turn to you and say, "I need what you've got. I've been searching for that all my life." We were, a few weeks ago, Grace and I, we went to somebody's house and we didn't know them. We went to get something from them. And the lady was
searching for Jesus. She was on the threshold of making a decision for the Lord Jesus Christ. She had friends who were telling her exactly what Grace had been telling her that day. She told us, she said, I've got friends just like you. They say exactly the same thing. They're telling me this is what I need to do. Why don't you do it? Why don't you give your life to Jesus? The best gift that you and I can ever receive is when we receive Christ as our Lord and Savior. When we make Him Lord of our lives. And when we do that, we will know the power of God working in us. Doesn't make us immune to troubles and trials and difficulties, but God said, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. Lo, I am with you always, right to the end. Right to the end, I'm with you. Always. He holds my hand. It's great that He holds my hand. You know, Grace and I, when we go out somewhere and when we haven't got a camera in our hands, we're holding hands. You see, there's two at the back there. You know, like a pair of cooing doves. Mentioning no names, but anyway. You know what I mean though, don't you? Huh? But you know, each day, God wants to hold you. God wants to have His arms around you. He's besotted by you. He's so in love with you. He wants the best for each and every one of us. That's why He sent the best gift. Jesus. He sent Him, His own Son, in exchange for our lives. His own Son, in exchange for our lives. For we who are filthy, wretched sinners, worthless, hell-bound. And yet God says, I'm doing a swap. I'm doing a swap. I'm trading my Son for you. Wow. I'm allowing my Son to take your punishment. Sending Him as an innocent baby. And for 33 years He's going to live on this earth and never sin. He's going to be pure. He's going to be spotless. How did He manage to do it? Because He was pure and spotless, then He was the Son of God. There was no fault, no sin could be found in Him. And so He was a worthy, spotless Lamb of God who was then crucified on that cross for you and for me, that this day we can receive the gift of life through Christ Jesus. It is such a wonderful event. You know, Christmas is not just about a baby being born, but it is about the opportunity for you and I to ensure that we've been born again and that others, we can carry the message, you can be born again. You can know Christ. You can know God for yourself. You can know that God loves you. Because the Bible says God is love. Doesn't say God is angry. He says God is love. It doesn't say God is mad with you. It says God is love. It doesn't say God is going to get His own back on you. He says God is love. And Jesus said to us, a new commandment I give to you, love one another as I am, loves you. Unconditional. And so at this Christmas time, remember the power of the love of God. On Tuesday, I believe it's Tuesday, isn't it? We shall be giving out food parcels and gift parcels to people who are in need. And the reason we're doing that is because we want to be able to touch lives with the words of Jesus. We want to reach out
to folk who are in need. And in that reaching out, we want to see them come to a point of even accepting Christ as Lord and Saviour. If we can't do it at Christmas, when can we do it? What an opportunity to share Jesus. You know, people have lost, the world has lost the reason for the season. And the reason for the season is Jesus came. The Son of God came to earth for you and for me. What a joy. You enjoy giving gifts to people. You enjoy receiving gifts from people. Share the gift of Jesus this Christmas with somebody who doesn't know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And do you know something? That will be the best gift that you can ever give to God. Yes. He's my Heavenly Father. What are you going to give Him for Christmas? What are you going to give Him for Christmas? That's a good point. Give Him you 100%. Don't hold anything back, because He did not hold anything back for me or you. He gave everything. He gave His best. Let's not hold back on God. Let's give Him everything. Let's be the lights. Let's be the weapons that bring down this Satan's kingdom. In the name of Jesus. Let's be bold. You know, if you want to give from God, ask Him for boldness for 2016. He'll give it you. Lord, make me bold. A bit like, I don't care what you think about me, because in the end, you can't do anything to destroy me, because my life is in the hands of a living God. Amen. And because of that, the world can't do anything. Paul says, for me to live, it's Christ. To die is gain. Wow, what an attitude. He's living and he can't lose. He's dying and he can't lose. How many people can say that? I can't lose no matter what happens. Can we, Charles? We can't lose no matter what happens. It's in the Word. If I die tomorrow, I'll be in His presence. There'll be no more pain, there'll be no more suffering, there'll be no more tears. In the presence of the Holy God. And if I live tomorrow, I'll be living in His joy. I'll be living in His peace. I'll be living in His blessing. And I'll be living to speak and tell of the joy and the presence of Jesus in my life and what He's done for me. Amen. What a joy it is to live for Jesus. What a joy it is to live for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And I just want to encourage you, live for Jesus in 2016. Don't be afraid of anybody. Live for Jesus. Speak it out. If you don't do it, how will they hear? How will they hear? God has given you a voice to speak. And I want to hear for my life, well done, good and faithful servant. That I've used every ounce of every talent that God has given to me. And all I can hear Him say is, well done, good and faithful servant. I didn't say I was perfect. I didn't say that. I'm on a road of being perfected. That's where I am. I make mistakes. I trip up. But the Word of God says the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and though he fall, and you can be going on some good steps, And you can get tripped up. You know, God comes along and says, come on, come on. Get up, get up. Come on. Just keep going. There's now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Amen. We're not here to condemn. We're here to bring release from condemnation. Because Jesus came to set the captives free. And the world today lives in condemnation. Goes out on a weekend and gets drunk, drowns its sorrows. The alcoholic drowns and its problems away until it becomes sober. And then the problems get bigger. The drug addict takes his drugs just because it makes him feel better. And then when it's worn off, still the same, but worse. Deeper in debt. Maybe in trouble, maybe in prison. But Jesus said, I've come to bring peace. I've come to bring joy. And this Christmas time, let's do that around us. Let's do that through 2016. Start to bring that joy. Start to share that joy. Start to share the power of God. Let's become a church that is even more powerful as individuals in Christ Jesus. That as we speak the word, that people will be healed and set free. That we come into the kingdom of God in power and know the power of God working in their lives. I believe that's what God wants. He wants to do that. He wants you to receive Christ in His fullness. To know His blessing in His fullness. He doesn't want you to just have a little bit. I've come that you might have life with an abundance. Amen? Who wants an abundant life? Hallelujah. Glory to God. Give me that abundance in Christ Jesus. Let me know that anointing, that touch from God. Hallelujah. And we can rejoice in His presence. God is good to us. And so if you're free during any time, during Tuesday, what time are we going to meet? 9:30, we're going to meet here at the church. And we're going to be going out to give out these parcels. And just ministering to people, just waiting, hoping for that opportunity to see God moving. And Monday we'll be meeting here at 10:30 to just finalize putting things together. So anybody that's available, we would appreciate some help. We've got to fill some bags on Monday and get them all ready. So we've targeted 100 bags. We'll see where it goes from there. And let's believe God. In the things of the kingdom, Jesus came that we could do these things, that we could change lives, and we could bring peace where military force can't bring peace, Jesus can. Amen. And I know some of you have come from countries and nations where there's been wars raging, and some folk have fled those nations. We see on the news refugees. The greatest thing that they could have is Jesus in their life today. The Prince of Peace, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Amen? So I just want to say to every one of you, have a wonderful Christmas. Keep Jesus right in the center. In the midst of all the presents that you receive, in the midst of all the feasting that you do, remember, it is because of Jesus, it is because of Jesus that we can rejoice, we can live in peace, and we have our health in Jesus' name. Amen? Praise the Lord. So have a wonderful Christmas, because our next service will be on the 27th in the church. And we will have another carol service, and next week, if you've got a testimony to share, prepare, bring a testimony. Let's rejoice in what God has done in 2015. And let's build a platform for launch off in 2016. Amen. Let's move higher. Let's move higher. Let's see the power of God moving. The youth night, Friday night, it was a good youth night. The young people were preparing for next Saturday, Sunday, should I say. And they were doing good. And some got involved in the music a little bit, didn't they? And it was interesting, and they were able to talk with them afterwards and talk about Jesus. And there's such a move happening. It's beginning to move within those girls' lives. You know, we need to keep praying. Pray for our young people over this Christmas season. It is so easy to get caught up into the wrong things and go in the wrong direction. Pray for their covering and pray for their salvation. We had one girl last week gave her heart and life to Jesus. She was here on youth night, Friday night. I saw her on Monday or Tuesday. I can't remember which night it was. I ended up and called in at Dilip's house. And do you want a cup of tea? So I said, that'd be nice, a cup of tea. The problem is, the Nepalese people seem to have a different meaning when they say, would you like a cup of tea? And immediately, a pile of spiced potatoes and chicken or spiced eggs or rice come out, and you're like, oh, hallelujah, I'm supposed to be going home for my tea tonight, but anyway, I rejoice. So I had that, and then the girls, there was about six or seven girls in Dilip's house, they were all watching a Christian film. When the film had finished, I'd just about finished eating, suddenly they all gather round me with hundreds of questions. Hallelujah. I was there, well, I think it was 8:30 at night. I got there around about 4:30. And they're just full of questions that need to be answered. What a joy. What a privilege to be able to sit and answer their questions and to minister to them in such a wonderful way. So, whatever you do is you don't do two visits to the Nepalese houses. I remember one day I called in at Kamala's. Only called in for a few minutes. Would you like a cup of tea? I said, yes, I haven't had one for a bit. I had a cup of tea, and then I think I had two or three spicy eggs, weren't it, and something else. So you leave there, you think, oh, okay, right. I ended up, I had to call in at Dilip's again. So I called in at Dilip's, and I ended up having a meal there. I'm thinking, I had to ring Grace and say, don't bother about me, because, you know, I've just had two dinners now already, sort of thing. So I'm going to have to be watching my weight line, you know. It's going to be glory to God. But again, it's a joy. It's a privilege to have you as my family. It is a joy and it's a privilege to have you as my family. I didn't go down to Daniel's house because I know I'll end up with a pile of wonderful food no matter where you go. It's there. And Prem does this sort of a sweet rice with curry. Man. Portions get bigger. So, but I thank every one of you for your blessings that you've been to Grace and I over this last year. I thank you for your support and for your encouragement. I want to say thank you to everybody that's helped move this project on this building, helping us do some work on the building. We finally got the drains cleared, didn't we, Sandy? Yeah. Took us 4 hours, but we cleared the drains. Glory to God. And we fixed the roof. There's no more roof leaking now. We put tiles on there. Tony helped us with that. Gave me a leg up, didn't you, Tony? Yeah. I think he'll be behind me praying, Lord, don't let him fall. Don't let him fall, Lord. It's because if he falls, he's going to fall on me. So we got that fixed. There are jobs that we need to do. The back room needs to be finished painting and so on. There's a list of jobs that we're going to need to work through this next few months. So we're going to need your help, need your support. If you can't do it financially, when we need finance, you can help practically, that's great. And if you can't do too much practically, come and make tea and something, because we need some food. to keep us going, don't we? Hallelujah. So, praise the Lord. So again, I want to just say thank you to everybody for 2015. And praise God, let's move forward together even stronger in 2016. And let's see this building being filled with the power of God. Pray for us in the beginning, in middle of January. We have a meeting with the local authority and the church parish council about the land that this building is on. There is a bit of an issue, and that needs to be resolved before we can move forward. But God has already said He's given this building to us, so the problem is sorted. Amen. But we want it quickly. Behold, it comes quickly. Amen. So praise God. Hallelujah. We're going to break bread together and come around the Lord's table and enjoy that family time of being in His presence and remembering that as we break bread, that there is power at this table. There is a presence of Jesus that can touch and change our lives, that can bring healing and wholeness to us as we break bread together. Father, we just pray that as we come around your table, that Lord, you would minister into our lives. Lord, where there's sickness, you would minister healing. Where there's pain, Lord, you'd minister freedom from pain. That Lord, where there is need of a touch in the heart, O God, you would touch the heart. And just begin to minister, Lord, for whatever need there is, O God, we pray. We know that everything has been met in Christ Jesus. And Father, we say thank you for giving your Son as a baby to set us free, that we might have life and we might have peace in our lives. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. When we sung Joy to the World, if there's anybody here who wants prayer, then come out and we're going to pray with you. You don't want to be sick over Christmas, do we? We want to be restored and fit and healthy and rejoicing because Jesus came to give us life, to heal us. Amen. So if you come on and come out and be healed in Jesus' name. Joy to the world. This will be quick, won't it? So if you need prayer, come out.
Let earth receive the King. Let every heart receive Him. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. And heaven and nature sing. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns. Let men songs employ, while fields and floods, rock hills and plains, repeat the sounding joy, repeat the sounding joy, repeat, repeat the sounding joy.
Praise God. Anybody needing prayer? Come on then, let's have you out. Let's pray with you and believe God to minister to you.